Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee with Crystal. I'm Dr. Crystal, and today we will complete our third part in the three-part series, New Year, New You. It's a practical guide to beginning your journey to live the life that God predestined for you. And in this segment, we will talk about embracing you. So over the past few weeks, we've looked into the scriptures to gain a deeper understanding of God's will for us. And we've begun the process of identifying our godly purpose. And we've done this by surveying where we are in our walk with God. We've talked about praying for guidance and direction. We've addressed what it takes to evaluate our current relationships and what that may mean. And we've talked about identifying and changing the things in our lives that do not line up with God's word. We've also talked about recognizing the godly transformation that has taken place in our lives by being more conscious of things like our thoughts and our actions, our outer appearance, and our reception by others. But most importantly, over these last few weeks, we've begun to accept the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, the author Marianne Williamson writes in her book, Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles, she says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And when I read that, I thought, wow, that is so true. How often do we think, in a sense, almost a false humility, well, I won't speak up, or I won't say that, hey, I can do this also. But God has gifted us with certain things. So who are we to shrink back from that? You know, and when she says here that as we let our own light shine, we consciously give other people permission to do the same, that is so liberating. So I ask you, who are you? You know, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And that's according to 1 Peter 2:9. So who are you? One, You're a chosen people. That's who you are. So as we conclude this series, New Year, New You, I would like to focus on embracing, wrapping your arms around, and taking hold of the person that God made you to be. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about taking the time to love you? Not in a selfish, ungodly way, but in a way that brings glory through your thoughts, through your actions, through your speech, through your very being. Let me ask you these questions. Is it easier for you to accept others and their abilities than it is for you to accept your own? You know, are you great at celebrating other people? And that's great if you are. But how are you at recognizing and highlighting the things that God has gifted you with? Or are you still questioning your ability? You know, do you feel that tugging in your heart? Do you feel, maybe I can do this, I'm not so sure? Or maybe you just don't know what you're quite capable of doing. Excuse me. So today, I would like to answer the question, how do you begin to walk in the life God has ordained for you? And Romans 12:6 tells us, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. So the first thing we do is you really need to sit down and make a list of your top five abilities. Accept the gifts that God has blessed you with and avoid comparing your abilities to the abilities of others. Just because the person to the left of you and the person to the right of you may be skilled at certain things, that doesn't necessarily mean God has gifted you to do those things. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you if you're not able to do those things. Those are just not the things that God has gifted you to do. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So the next thing we do, once you've made that list, and you're sort of getting in touch with the abilities and the gifts that you have, remove the negative thoughts. Because Satan will so quickly creep in there and whisper in your ear, you know you can't do it. Why do you think you can move forward with something like that? That goal is too large. Remove the negative thoughts. And you do that by finding and memorizing scriptures that demolish your self-doubt. If needed, seek counseling to help you deal with the issues of your self-doubt. But you have to begin to take your thoughts captive so that you're not defeating yourself. And then in Romans chapter 9, verses 20 through 22, it says, but who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? You have to accept who you are, God. We can't get caught up in comparing. As we begin to embrace ourselves and truly love the people that God has designed us to be, we cannot get caught up in comparing ourselves. We have to understand that God makes no mistakes, and we have to accept the giftedness that he's placed in us. You know, use the scriptures to enhance your positive qualities and gifts. Acknowledge the things that you're not able to change and move on. Don't linger there. You know, there are some things that you can take a course on. You know, there are some things that you can even pull up a YouTube video and learn to do. That is great. Do those things if it's something that interests you. But if there are things that you just can't quite get, don't stress yourself out running around in circles trying to mold yourself and fit yourself into a frame that God didn't even design for you. Stop the comparison trap. So who are you? Are you not brilliant, amazing, and talented? Are you not a child of God? Yes, you are. I am. We all are. So embrace it. Walk confidently in it. Show it to the world simply by showing up. Psalms chapter 2, verse 7 through 8 says, I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. Today I challenge you. Look in the mirror at the wonderful work God created and simply say to yourself, I love you. So remember, guys, make a list of your top abilities, remove the negative thoughts, and accept the person that God has designed you to be. And I'll meet you right back here next Sunday, same time, 7:30 a.m. But until then, remember, God is a God of grace, and each new day provides us with the opportunity to begin again. Choose God, and may the God of peace and his peace, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. We'll be right back.